Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. A savage apartment complex brawl involving a mob of 30 screaming people took a gruesome fatal turn when a 10-year-old boy allegedly plunged a knife into the chest of a 13-year-old girl. The blood-soaked tragedy unfolded around 8 p.m. at a home in the 8,000 block of Grow Lane in northwest Houston, Texas. Riley Dearmus, a 13-year-old student at Dean Middle School, was left suffering from a catastrophic stab wound as the massive group of juveniles and adults scattered into the night. She was rushed to a nearby hospital but died of her injuries. The victim's mom, Ashley Dearmus, spoke to the media at a memorial for her little girl.
Instead of me celebrating her 14th birthday, I'm celebrating and trying to bury my daughter right now. These balloons could have been for her 14th birthday, not her death.
The 10-year-old suspect, a resident of the Kempwood Apartments, turned himself into the Houston PD and offered a chilling justification for the killing: self-defense. HPD Lieutenant Larry Croson revealed the boy's claim that Riley was part of a marauding swarming of 20 to 30 people who stormed the apartment and began a violent assault on all the residents inside. Investigators believe the deadly confrontation was the explosive culmination of a school day dispute that boiled over into the evening. But Ashley Dearmus is blasting the self-defense narrative as a cruel lie, saying, quote, "There was no self-defense. My daughter was attacked. She didn't deserve this," end quote. While the boy was initially released to his parents, the Harris County DA's office is now weighing formal charges. Under Texas law, 10 is the minimum age for criminal responsibility, meaning the boy could face a homicide rap for the slaying. As of now, no other arrests have been made. Forensic teams are reviewing grainy cell phone footage of the 30-person melee to ID the dozens of participants who took part and witnessed the girl's final moments. More crime and justice news after this. Despite a pair of arrests, a frantic search continues in Mobile County, Alabama, after a mother and her two children vanished from their home in what investigators describe as a violent abduction. Aurelia Chuck Koch, 40, her 17-year-old daughter, Narika Zuleta Chuck, and her 2-year-old son, Anthony Garcia Chuck, have not been seen since January 30th. The alarm was raised the following day by a neighbor, leading deputies to a gruesome scene inside their residence at Lloyd's Mobile Home Park, where signs of a struggle and pools of blood were discovered. A mattress had also been scrubbed from the home, fueling fears of a life or death struggle. On February 9th, authorities made a major breakthrough, arresting 31-year-old Juan Carlos Argueta Guerra, a homeless man now hit with 3 counts of first-degree kidnapping. His arrest follows the earlier detention of 60-year-old Silverio Garcia, CAC's boss. Here's Mobile County Sheriff Paul Birch at the news conference.
We're hoping that someone will tell us where they are. You know, anytime you arrest somebody, you're in hopes that they're going to tell you what occurred. And then, you know, our main goal is to find them safely and bring them back home.
Garcia was reportedly in a romantic relationship with Cox's 21-year-old daughter and was living with that daughter at the time of the family's disappearance, according to the sheriff's office. He's currently being held on a Homeland Security detainer and weapons charges. Both Garcia and Guerra, like Koch, worked as painters, but the exact motive behind the suspected snatching remains a dark mystery. The investigation reached a fever pitch on February 10th as FBI agents swarmed the Azalea Grove Mobile Home Park to execute a search warrant. Despite the arrests, the whereabouts of the family remain unknown. Sheriff Birch has pleaded with the public for leads, emphasizing that the family's pending deportation orders should not stop anyone from coming forward. While Anthony is a U.S. citizen, his mom and sister were facing a final deportation order from April, complicating the emotional search. Anyone with information about this case is asked to call the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. As of now, the two suspects remain behind bars at the Mobile County Metro Jail. And finally, a family reunion turned into a family feud in Miami, Florida, when Jacqueline Rodriguez, 41, found out the father of her children really was keeping it all in the family. On February 8th, police finally caught up with Rodriguez for a midnight melee where she allegedly went on a stabbing spree after learning her partner was conducting his own sister act, if you will. He was cheating on her with her sibling, yeah. Officers forced their way into the blood-stained apartment to find the victim sliced up and disfigured by his baby mama's blade. Rodriguez now faces charges of aggravated battery with great bodily harm, alongside separate grand theft counts. It turns out that when you double-cross a woman with her own sibling, you don't just break her heart, you get a reminder that blood is not always thicker than water. For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.